Amazing! The so-called cat burglar broke through an elaborate security system and made off with a diamond necklace worth over $10,000 last night. How does he do it?
Well, you know the old saying, where there's a will, there's a way.
I suppose. What's the envelope for?
Oh, just a little something for the new children's wing at the hospital. Of course, we still need to raise a lot more money.
So I'll just have to keep my night job. Just kidding, Eugene.
No, of course. I knew that.
Speaking of children, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, guys.
Ah, just like clockwork, our faithful little buddy always arrives at 9 a.m. sharp. Hey, what's with the camera?
It's just my dad's old camcorder. But it doesn't work anymore. Would you mind taking a look at it?
I'd be glad to. What are friends for? You fellas take it back to the workshop. I'll be with you in a minute, okay?
I suppose you heard the cat burglar struck again last night?
Yeah. Boy, nothing like this has ever happened in Odyssey before.
Experience with cameras. Well, somebody's in a mighty big hurry.
I'm Investigator Stark with the Watchdog Security and Surveillance. This is my assistant, Reed. Reed, have your men cover the back door and secure all exits.
Sir, there's just the two of us.
Then let's spread out.
Watchdog Security?
That's right, Mr. Whitaker. And we know how busy you've been lately. It's time to come clean, fess up, spill it. I want to hear you sing.
Oh, is this about the music for the men's glee club?
A funny guy. Let me tell you something, laughing boy. It's a long way up the river when you do a stretch in the big house. I'm talking the Slammer, the Crossbar Hotel, the Pokey.
What is this? Some kind of a joke?
A joke? Do you see me laughing? No, Mr. Whitaker, this is no joke. The boys in blue are on their way.
The police? What for?
Mr. Whitaker, I'm afraid what Investigator Stark is trying to say is the police are coming to arrest you. We have conclusive evidence from our surveillance that you're the cat burglar.
The cat burglar?
A cat burglar?
Where?
Sir, Mr. Whitaker is the cat burglar.
Right. Fine. Let's cuff him and sit tight.
Mr. Whitaker, what's going on? This is crazy.
It's all right, son. I'm sure this is all a big misunderstanding. We'll go downtown and straighten this out in no time.
If you call doing 10 to 20, no time.
Mr. Whitaker, I'm truly sorry all this had to happen in front of the boy.
Thanks. I'm sure we'll have a big laugh about all this when the evidence is brought out.
Mr. Whitaker, you'll never believe what I found in the garden. Am I interrupting something?
No, Sonny. I'd say your timing was perfect.
And I'd say you're out of line, Stark. This is a police matter. You're free to leave now. Now, thanks.
Walter, am I glad to see you?
Well, I wish I could say the same, Whit, but I am going to have to arrest you for burglary and for theft. I'm afraid that means you too, son.
Mr. Whitaker, the cat burglar? No way. I don't believe it.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, I guess you'd never really know anyone.
Well, if you ask me, you can never trust someone who's an eccentric.
No fooling. I thought it was Republican.
That Marmaduke, he cracks me up.
And in other news, the community is still reeling after the shocking arrest of John Avery Whitaker. Whitaker maintains his innocence, but the evidence against him for the recent string of burglaries seems overwhelming.
Shut that off, please, Jesse.
Now, on the lighter side, here's a word from Mary Plum.
I'll go talk to him. I thought I'd find you in here.
Hi, Dad.
So, Mr. Whitaker managed to fix this thing, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I've always thought it was great the way the two of you have become, well, such good friends. These days, it's tough to find someone who'll stick by you no matter what.
Dad, how can they say these things about him? I mean, unless they're true.
Now, I remember back when I was in school, there was a kid who got an A on a final exam. The funny thing was, he'd never done that before. Next thing you know, he was expelled from school.
Why?
It seems that someone had stolen the answers to the test, and the teacher figured the kid must have taken them and cheated.
Did he?
Well, it looked that way to everyone except one person.
You believed him?
No, son. The kid that got expelled was me.
You got expelled?
That's right. I'd never been so embarrassed or felt so alone. But you know what hurt most? It was the people I thought were my friends. They deserted me.
What happened?
Well, thank the Lord, they actually caught the guy who stole the test answers, and I was let back in school.
You said there was one person who believed you. Who was it?
It was your mom.
Mom?
She taught me what it meant to be a faithful friend. She stuck by me through some tough times. That's one of the reasons I married her. Whitaker, you have a visitor.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, hello, Dylan. Boy, am I glad to see you.
How are you doing?
As well as can be expected, I suppose. Dylan...
Mr. Whitaker, you go first.
I don't know how to say this, Dylan, or where I should even start. I've never been in this situation before. With all this evidence against me, I just don't know how or who or... Oh, I only hope that people don't think that I could have...
I believe you, Mr. Whitaker.
You do?
You're my best friend. I know there's no way you could have done those things.
You don't know how much that means to me, Dylan.
Everything's gonna be all right, isn't it?
Why, sure. God has always been faithful to me. I'm sure that somewhere in all this mess, he'll look after us. The Bible says that he'll never leave us or forsake us.
Time's up, son.
I'll always believe in you, Mr. Whitaker.
Thanks, son. Thank you, Lord, that you reveal yourself through the faithfulness of friends.
Eugene, you know that Mr. Whittaker isn't the cat burglar, and I know that he isn't. So the question is, who is?
An excellent question indeed. Judging from the surveillance tape the police have of the burglar, the only answer is that somewhere out there a thief is walking around with the face of John Avery Whittaker.
Right, and I'm gonna find him. It's gotta be the burglar. We've been at the park all morning. Let's try the supermarket. Oh!
Boy, what's all this?
I'm sorry, sir. I should have been looking where I was going.
Yeah, that's all right, lad. No harm done. What's you doing? Making a movie?
Not exactly. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm looking for someone who looks a lot like a friend of mine, Mr. Whittaker.
Whittaker? Ain't he that, cat burglar fella I've been reading all about?
That's what they say, but I know it was someone else. Someone who...
Who looks a lot like your friend, you say?
That's right. If I could find the guy who really did it and show the police that he looks just like Mr. Whittaker... You know, with my camcorder, then they have to let Mr. Whittaker go.
So, was you recording me?
Well, yeah, a little earlier. I think I recorded just about everything in the park this morning. I hope you don't mind.
No, not at all. That's just the sort of thing we used to do at Scotland Yard.
Wow! Scotland Yard? You're a detective?
Well, I guess you could say that. I've had a lot of experience with criminals. In fact, I've got a stack of mugshots this high of criminal types. Your cat burglar is probably in there somewhere.
Gee, can I see him? I mean, I bet we can spot him right away.
Well, I don't know. It's been a long time since I've been on a case.
Mr. Whittaker goes on trial this afternoon. I've got to find some way to prove he's innocent. Please, Mr.
Phineas. Inspector Phineas. And if we're going to take a look at them mugshots, we better be off then.
You mean it?
What harm could it do? Come on, laddie. The game's afoot.
Great.
Would you mind leaving the pooch outside, lad? He might not get along too well with me cat.
Sure, no problem. Stay here, boy. We'll be right back. Gee, Inspector Phineas, what are all these costumes for?
Oh, us detectives is always using disguises for undercover work.
Hey! Maybe the guy we're looking for was wearing a disguise. You know, like a... mask? I just remembered something. Sherman likes cats. Why don't we let him in?
Did I say I had a cat? There's no cats here, laddie. Just a cat.
Mr. Philby, as a criminal expert, isn't it your conclusion that the fingerprints on this soda glass, which was found at the scene of the crime, are none other than the fingerprints of Mr. John Avery Whittaker, a.k.a. the Cat Burglar?
Oh, yes. You see, the radial arch...
Thank you. No further questions.
So, you set this all up. A mask of Mr. Whittaker for the surveillance camera. And it was you who planted the diamonds at Wits End for the police to find.
That's right, laddie. Just a few to throw the heat on old Whittaker. Right clever of me, I'd say. Oh, and let's not forget the soda glass I copped from his house, with his fingerprints all over it.
You left it at the scene of the crime to frame Wit.
My, aren't you the clever lad?
But why'd you bring me here?
Well, I couldn't have you showing me pictures around now, could I? Especially to the police. They're liable to recognise an old pro like me and put two and two together.
You've done this before?
I should say so. I studies a respectable type citizen, makes me disguise, grab the loot, then I moves on to the next town, leaving someone else to take the blame. Nice and tidy like.
What happens now?
Well, I'm off to me next little caper, while you stays here and tries to convince the coppers that your friend is innocent, without a shred of evidence. What the?
That a boy, Sherman! Take it to the police!
So, Mr. Meltzer, isn't it true that while gardening in Mr. Whittaker's begonias, you uncovered these five soul diamonds?
Actually, they weren't begonias. They were Euphorbia pulchera, a species indigenous to what was the question?
You know this guy? He's my character witness.
Answer the question!
Yes, I found the diamonds. However, I...
Thank you now for the question.
Let go of it, you mangy little... Fool you.
Can you identify the man in this photo, Mr. Whittaker?
Why, it appears to be me, but...
Appears! It is in fact you, Mr. Whittaker, taken at the scene of your last crime.
But I'm not the cat burglar.
Oh, no. Perhaps you're just an admirer. In fact, such an admirer that you actually keep clippings of the cat burglar's exploits.
I clipped that out because there's an article on the other side about the children's hospital. I wanted to keep the article to...
Thank you, no further question.
But...
Oh, me aching head.
Well, it's your own fault. Hold on, Sherman, I'm coming. We'll have it off in a jiffy. There. The police are bound to believe us now.
Think again, laddie. You should learn to tie a better knot. Now... Give me that mask.
You'll have to catch us first. Run, boy!
Come back here!
You've seen the evidence. You've heard the testimony. There is no other conclusion that you can reach but that John Avery Whittaker is guilty! 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 Thank you very much.
Well, this is your last chance to clear yourself. Hey, what happened to my pen? You didn't swipe it by any chance, did you?
Why, I never did.
Would the defendant care to make a final statement?
I would, Your Honor. Most of you have known me for many years. You've seen my life, my work, and hopefully my faith. I hope you know that I've always tried to enrich the community with the ideals and the God-given principles that I believe in. I can't say more in my defense, so I'll simply place my life in the hands of the Lord, who, well, he's always been faithful to me. Regardless of your decision, my friends, I'll remain faithful to his call.
The jury will now recess until they have reached a verdict. Here now. Where'd they go?
Uh-oh.
Gotcha!
Stop shooting!
Reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor. We find the defendant, John Avery Whittaker, guilty.
Wait! He's innocent!
This is an outrage! Somebody grab that kid!
Mr. Whittaker is innocent! I have the evidence to prove it!
I'd like to thank everyone who helped contribute to the funding of the new children's wing. And a special thanks to my friend Dylan Taylor, without whose faithful support, this event would never have been possible. Here, son.
But Mr. Whittaker, I can't.
Then let's both do it together.
Oh, right.
It kind of gets you right here. Run a make on him when you get back to the office.
Roger.